Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
What if for the 51st episode it was...
Alone in the moonlight.
Why did I think it was Mary?
What?
I thought it was Mary all alone in the moonlight. I probably...
How long ago did you think that?
Always.
Just until just now? Yeah. When the name of the song is Memories.
Oh, well. I really just know it from School of Rock. You know, when what's her face is?
Yeah, Miranda character. Cosgrove.
Yeah. She auditions.
Theme song?
What's your excuse?
Look, I'm going to snort beer salt.
Hang on. Okay, ready?
I'm scared.
You used to do this all the time.
Yeah, I was in the fifth grade.
Do it.
Fuck.
Same reaction as The Shiner, actually.
It's in my brain. Oh, God. Fuck, it burns so much worse than The Shiner did, though.
Yeah. I guess that
comes with
age.
Oh, and now I got the
salt. Oh, my God. Your eyes are watering.
Yeah, it's like
this may have been a bad idea on our part.
Damn it.
I'm blaming both of us, not just me.
I think I need to blow my nose.
Welcome to the break. Caitlin has locos mocos and is still in pain.
Oh, shit.
That was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. It's like back there.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Burning.
Take your septum ring out and blow.
Nope. That ball is stuck on there.
Oh, both of them?
Yeah, I can't get them
off. Oh, okay.
You're just wiping your boogers. Some water.
Boogers in your eyes.
Oh, I forgot I had pink eyeshadow on. I was like, oh my God, my eyes are bleeding.
Hello. This is What's Your Excuse, the podcast.
I'm in so much pain.
I'm Megan.
Don't snort beer salt. I'm Caitlin.
And we are in the studio again this week. We've made some bad decisions.
I keep thinking that drinking the beer is going to help my nasal cavity,
it
but
won't.
It's not. Maybe I should snort it to flush it out.
Yeah.
This is a terrible idea.
Maybe you should. Okay. Legitimately, maybe you should snort some water because it'll like dissolve it, right?
Like a nutty pot.
Science.
You got water.
No, I have Diet Coke. Do you want me to get you a water? Mike can bring us a water.
Well, we even need a straw.
Can we get a water and a straw in here?
No.
Okay, great. Oh.
There's more so much. I'm
noises.
Sweating so much.
Oh, my God. Caitlin, I'm sorry.
I don't remember it hurting that bad.
I wouldn't think you would have kept doing it if it hurt that bad when you were a kid.
I'm dying.
Here's one tepid water.
Thank you.
Tepid.
Maybe do you want my straw?
Well, you need it to drink, so maybe I'll just put it in here.
Okay.
And just cap.
Uh-huh. You want me to record this, too?
This is probably going to hurt more.
Do you think so?
Maybe.
All right. Mmm.
Oh, that felt nice. Oh, that's trippy. I think
All
we're
right.
good.
Here we go.
Now that I'm sufficiently sweaty, my armpits are like, you could wring out my shirt right now.
Great.
Why do I sweat so much?
Pituitary gland?
In my little hairs.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now my nose is dripping. I think it's leaking water.
It's gonna. So how was your week before this experience? You snorted beer salt.
Oh. Oh, well, I think last time we talked. So many things happening. We hadn't, I hadn't yet dropped my line of stuff. Like, I hadn't taken the photos and
stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
But Sloppy Seconds has now had its first drop. And I got some more stuff that's super cool that I'm excited to release. I've sold quite a good amount of items, actually.
Yeah.
Two of them were to people I didn't even know. Never met before in my life.
Good.
So I was like, whoa.
That's exciting.
Yeah. This time I tried to focus a little bit more on plus size fashion. But of course, vintage plus size, it's like.
It's very
this
impossible.
Dress says, yeah, size 12 or size 14. And it's like
an 8.
It's 8. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm like, I could wear this.
Yeah.
And it would fit me. Mm-hmm. So I did try to get a little bit just like bigger. There was one dress that I liked. It was 2X, but it was not vintage. Mm-hmm. Like, and I was just like, I don't want to really do that.
Yeah.
But.
Well, that's good, though. I'm excited for you.
I have one dress that reminds me of Christmas.
Ooh.
Because it looks like one I wore as a child in Christmas, and I kind of want to recreate that photo in it.
Perfect.
But I have to find that photo.
Oh, okay.
Probably got ruined.
Great.
Anyways, besides that, I've just really been working on that.
Okay, good.
I got a tattoo.
Yes.
Another one by Heather.
Right.
Heather's so sweet. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and I got to teach a college guard.
Yeah.
Woohoo. I guess we can just say Baylor.
Yeah,
matter.
Sure.
Fuck them. They're so, not going to listen to this. This is against God.
That's, well, sure.
I'm sure they would see it that way.
Yes, absolutely.
They see a man and a woman living absolutely. With each other before marriage, a sin. So. Yeah.
I mean, that's why Ryan and I moved in together.
Because of the sin?
Uh-huh.
You said, hey. You want to sin?
I said, you like sinning, right?
Let's sin.
Me too, bitch. Let's fucking sin Let's together.
Fucking sin. That's our new shirt.
Let's fucking sin.
Yep.
I actually do like that.
I do too.
I'll make
I
it.
I would wear that.
Let's make it.
Okay.
So this week, so I had my surgery about 2 weeks ago.
It looked like I was getting limp dick.
And
my water bottle, not her surgery.
So... So I had my surgery about 2 weeks ago. It was the worst part was my belly button. And
yeah, it
just like because I had laparoscopy. And so I have endometriosis. Did I tell you that?
You do. Yes. No, you didn't tell me.
Yes, I do. So which like we suspected. But now I can actually get like specific medication for endometriosis and insurance will cover it.
Yeah.
So that's really why we did it. But my belly button, I have what's called a urachal cyst. Have we discussed this?
No.
Great.
When have we seen?
Essentially, I know. Essentially, my belly button. So when you're like 6 months in the womb,
gross.
your urethra or something like descends into becoming your bladder, and it all roots from your navel. Okay.
My bladder is attached to my belly button. Whoa.
Sorry. I don't know.
That
I'm not
my
a doctor.
Bladder talking.
Yes. I'm unsure about how the human body works. So,
me too.
But so apparently, like something went weird and wonky when I was in utero, and I still like I have like a cyst on the inside of my belly button from like the umbilical cord.
Oh.
Yes.
Is it like a a calcium deposit almost?
I don't know.
No idea.
But it got very bad. So like my belly button is gross. it's very deep. And I had it pierced 3 times as a teenager.
Oh, Jesus.
And it gets very...
sorry. I'm making so many noises.
Odorous.
Ew,
yeah, fun. It's like bad.
Yeah, belly buttons do smell funny.
And so, no, this is like rotten.
It smells like straight up asshole.
Yeah, it's death.
Asshole belly button.
Like I
name
went to
of
see
this episode.
I saw I'm Long serious. Baby one day. Like it's part of like the perpetual blackhead.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So like I saw Long Baby one day and I was like, what do you think this is? And he told me it's a urethral cyst. And then I was like, dude, it like fucking stinks. And he was like, really? And he was like, I want to look at your belly button. It's weird. Ew. And I was like, okay. And I was like, don't smell whatever you're going to put in there. And he was like, nope, not going to do that. And so, but now I have like stitches that are healing on the inside of my navel.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And the inside?
Yes.
They put the, they did the stitches in your belly.
Uh-huh.
They put your, their hands in you and stitched in. How they stitch inside your belly.
I don't know. I can show it to you later.
What?
This is disgusting.
Oh, wait, you can hear us out there? Oh! Well, I thought you had to have your headsets.
Oh, I thought he had his headset on. So when you asked that,
oh,
I was like, Caitlin.
Go. I got the booger out.
We could hear you anywhere in this building when you speak.
Anywhere? Oh.
Without the speakers.
Oh.
Oh, I don't like that.
I think he's
saying
that
we're
loud.
Yeah, I know. I know. I got it.
Okay.
Shit.
I got the salty booger out.
Good.
That sounds like the name of the, what you might call it in SpongeBob, the salty spittoon or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
That's where they go fight.
But so...
Is that the name of the episode? The Salty Booger?
No, it's Asshole Belly Button.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Yes, it is!
So, I basically, like, my belly button has taken a lot longer to heal now. So, like, because, like, my pants...
I
want to
see it.
Okay, I'll show it to you.
Right now.
Okay. Can we do it after we record?
No. Okay, that's fine. If that makes you
okay.
comfortable.
But so, like, because my pants all come, like, to my belly button, not exactly above it, not below it, because I'm not Mariah Carey circa 2001 wearing low-rise jeans. Mm. So
if I did, it would just be...
like, it just oozes. But I went to Long Baby the other day, and he said it's not infected, it's just the urethral cyst. Another funny story, I was telling another friend about this, and I kept being like, it's like a... Euchre insist. And then I realized I was mixing the word uracle and Eucharist. And so I was like, great. Perfect.
It's a saccharine cyst.
Yeah.
It's what they call the pink sugar at Starbucks.
But my mom came to help me clean my house because Ryan's been giving me shit about needing to clean out my closets.
Oh, I was like, why didn't Ryan help you clean? If he was just going to say, Ryan's been giving you shit to make you clean.
No.
I was like, bitch, she just got, I was about to go fight him. She just got
like,
done.
Get up out that hospital bed, you little pussy, and go clean our house. No.
Must be like, fucking Ryan.
To clean out my closets. And so I called my mom and I was like, do you want to help me clean?
I'm sorry. It's immediately a popped in. I'm
sorry,
mama.
But so I called her and I was like, hi, you want to come help me clean out my closets? And she was like, oh my god, today? And I was like, no, day after tomorrow. And she was like, today would work better.
That was also a movie.
And I was like, I'm sorry. I was like, I'm sorry. And she was like, okay. So she comes over, she was like ruthless. She threw out my prom dress. She was like, you don't need this. And I was like,
you could have sold that.
And she was like, are you okay? And I was like, that's my prom dress. And she was like, you are never going to wear it again. And I was like, so? Okay.
I think, well, no, I might have actually sold my prom dress. I like money.
Yeah.
But I also couldn't wear it again because I let somebody borrow it the year after my, like, so I graduated. So I let somebody wear it the next year. And I told her, like, yeah, you can borrow it. She took it in. She took it in. Like to
what?
It was a size 3. She took it into a size 1 or something, and I was like, "Well, now I can never wear this again. Now I can really never wear it again."
Oh my god! If you're borrowing clothes, don't alter them.
Uh-huh.
They're not yours.
Mm-hmm.
But so then
that's what I thought.
The other thing she was really ruthless about was she picked up a pair of my pants and goes, "You know those like white pants I have that are florally and like wide legged?"
Mm-hmm.
She goes, Megan. And I was like, what? I just got those. And she goes, these look like little old lady pants.
What?
And I have the matching shirt for it.
Okay.
And she was like,
do you wear them together?
I was gonna, but then I tried it and I was like, oh no. But so I like, she like picks up the shirt and goes, Megan. And I was like, okay, get rid of the shirt. It doesn't even look cute on. I did not try it on prior to buying it. Just get rid of it. And actually, I was like, do you want it? And she was like, no.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. And so she threw that out. And she was like, the pants, though? And I was like, keep the pants.
I like them.
I like the pants. And I youth it up really well.
Youth it up.
So today I bought more pants that look like that.
Good.
So, that's, you know, Ryan was really great during my surgery, actually. Good. I do want to give him a shout out because, like, really great.
He's
very catering, very kind. And I was able to milk it just a little bit.
Good.
Yeah.
As you should.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
Speaking of cleaning out your closets, my mom did ask me the other day. I guess my...
By the way, I love that TikTok you sent me this morning.
Yeah, wet ass pooches. Wet ass pooches.
bathing dogs in this house. Bathing dogs in this house.
What is it?
Wet
something
ass pooches. Make
seven
that
nights a week or seven days a week.
wet ass pooches. Make that pull out game weak.
Yeah. Funny.
Yep. I love that song.
I showed it to Ryan this morning, and he was like, you have to send that to Megan. And I was like, okay. And so.
Because I'm obsessed with that song.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, and then he told me, song. And I was like, okay, okay.
I'm here for it.
I mean, I should have figured, but.
Fully supported. I'm here for it. I love it.
That's good. But, so I guess my step. Oh, yeah, they were going to start listening to us, my mom said. It's my stepbrother. I haven't seen him in like 80 years.
Wow.
Well.
He's old.
At least probably 12 or maybe 14 years.
Okay.
So a long time. Apparently, yeah, my nephew's like 17 now or something. Oh. And last time I saw him, he was a fucking devil child. Sorry, Zach, if you listen to this. But you were kind of a little shit. And he's the one who broke my fucking wrist.
Oh.
While I was on crutches already for a broken ankle.
God.
Yeah, so then I had like two broken wrists at one point. Yeah, because he like came up to me and he was like three, just like, you know, he was like crazy.
Baby,
you know?
Strong.
Yeah. And he had a broom and he just like fucking whacked my wrist and it like fun times. Anyways,
your butthole just pucker right up.
Like when I see animals get hit by cars. It just hurts. Mm-hmm. Anyways, but my mom messaged me because then my, I guess, step niece, I don't know what it's called. I guess she's my niece, right?
Sure.
And she, well, I guess, wanted some of my t-shirts. And my mom's like, can I give away all your old band t-shirts? Like my
You're like no.
I said, everything but the Silverstein and Paramore t-shirts. Fine. Because there was like Sleeping with Sirens. And
yeah.
She said fucking 3 days grace. So I was like, get rid of that shit.
Throw that away. That's embarrassing. Burn
yeah,
every
I was
picture.
Like, ooh, don't let them know that I like that.
You're like, please don't give that to her. Burn it.
Yeah. Just put that right in the trash.
Yeah.
But I was like, not my Silverstein and Paramore shirts. They've been at home, mind you. Like my home for 8 years now. Mm-hmm. I do not need them.
No.
I don't need them.
No. Nope.
But I was like, no, you can't get rid of my Silverstein or Paramore shirts. Like,
great.
I don't fucking have them.
Wonderful.
I do have two of my Paramore hoodies here.
Good.
From high school.
That's good, buddy.
Wait.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to VHS Trackers. This is Corey.
And Bryson.
Signing off. But before we do, we're saying... Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to VHS Trackers. You can follow us by...
That's
hey, everyone.
Oh.
Sorry, dude. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to VHS Trackers. You can follow us at roguemedianetwork.com. Signing off, this is Corey.
And Bryson.
Saying have a totally rad day. Late.
But I was going to go back to the WAP comment because...
Get a bucket and a mop. I tried to do the little TikTok dance, the little kick.
I haven't even seen the dance.
Oh, my kids? I'll show you.
Oh, I'll see it. But so the other day I went to Starbucks. Did Ryan tell you about this?
No.
Yee! I made a joke that was inappropriate.
Oh, fun.
So,
to who? Anthony?
No, the please new girl. One of the brand new girls, or like one of the girls that Ryan never works with.
Samantha?
So, no, is maybe Jessica, maybe?
Oh, I don't fucking know.
No, it wasn't Jessica, because that's...
I'm there 2 days a week now.
I don't remember her name.
Okay.
But so, I was standing there waiting for my drink and talking to Ryan, and I was like, oh, you're this girl. And she could hear me. I was like, she probably thinks I just don't know how to read, like, please don't wait here at the counter, step back. And he goes, yeah, she probably thinks you're thirsty for me. Or you? No, he said she probably thinks you got that thirst for me. And I said, no, I got that wop for you. And he immediately was like, Jesus Christ. I like cried from laughing. Also, can we have a moment?
I applaud you.
Can we have a moment to discuss Ben Shapiro's wife essentially telling the whole world that he's never made her wet?
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Loved it. Every second of it. cute.
Take that out, but I had to get the last
Leave
bit of salt
it
out.
In.
There's so many just gross noises in this one. There's Love also it. No pop screen, so I feel like it's really bad.
That's true. Yeah, my peas Where's are my very bad.
You can hear everything. He hates us. I think they just made something explode in here.
I don't hear any talkie-talkie. How are we going to pay these bills?
Not with us, ever.
Could we help?
You can
like,
help.
Could you help pay
You're
our
gonna
bills?
Help pay our bills?
Yes.
Please.
No. I owe Loft $800 on a credit card.
Mike said no, and Why? Also that's pathetic.
Does it cut out whenever you guys talk to us?
We can't hear you when you're talking when I'm holding down this button.
But can the world hear us?
Yes.
Can the world hear you?
If you want them to.
Yes, always. Otherwise, this conversation makes zero sense.
True.
I mean, if I were editing, I'd just cut it all, so it doesn't matter. That was a joke.
I'm going to vomit.
Great.
The god has spoken. I spit on this mic.
Oh, I'm sure we've. Have you seen the faces, the sounds that I'm making, and the faces that are required for it?
Yeah, hey, and all the boogers.
Let's all say hello to Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
Natalie modeled for me. She was in. She was in my. I'm trying to tell a story,
I'm
Megan.
I'm listening.
You sound very juicy, Caitlin. I just want to say.
Me.
Over here on this end, it's all juicy.
It's all the salt.
That was Megan. I'm sorry. Anyways, Natalie modeled for Sloppy Seconds.
Yay.
She did so cute.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to have Natalie
underage.
Pop in?
I don't know.
I mean, today, it's a pretty appropriate episode today.
Pop in, what do you mean?
Like, pop a squat.
She's not here.
Oh, I thought he said say hello like she was here.
Oh, no, I think just because she's recording.
Oh.
That's right. You can't. Megan cannot see out the doors.
Yeah.
She's facing me and a wall.
Well, so I guess never mind. But so.
Today is pretty tame, though.
Yeah, it is.
This would have been a great
this
episode.
This would have been a good episode
on.
For her to be on. Yeah, see?
Not one of our nasty ones.
Yeah. Except for me telling Ryan that I got that WAP for him.
Yeah. LOL.
Ooh. Go on.
I wanted to talk about weird irrational fears.
Okay. Old people.
Because I have a lot. Okay, why old people?
It's not like your average everyday old person. It's like the ones you don't know if they're going to make it through the day. Is someone breathing very hard?
Me.
Is it you?
That last one was a test one. My nose is broken. I don't know what it's doing.
But so, like,
I ruined myself for you.
It's the old people that you don't know if they're going to make it through the day.
Yeah. Oh, I always get so sad.
I get scared.
I remember that there would be, like, these grandparents and stuff that would come, like, eat lunch with their fucking grandkids, I guess, or whatever.
Right.
And? Just a random kid.
Good God.
But I don't know why, but I'd walk past them in the cafeteria, and I would get so sad while they're just standing there by themselves looking for their kid, and I would be like,
yes.
I always wanted to go up to them and be like, hi, do you need someone to sit with? Even though you have someone, they'd be like, no, you little shit, get away.
God.
No, snot-nosed brat.
I just like old people that like, so I had a great-great-grandmother who was like 107. Mm. And so my parents would be like, do you want to go see grandma last name? And I'd be like, no. And I would cry because they'd be like, we're going to go see her today. And I would be like, no, I don't want to. I'm terrified, because I think it's the fear, not so much of the old person actually, as much as the fear of them dropping dead in front of
me. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Old people and feet. I don't like feet either.
Well, why is it a fear?
They're very dirty. And, like, I just don't want them to touch me. It makes me cry. I don't.
Cry.
It's gotten less bad over the years, but, like, don't like them.
Well, mine is one of them.
You're like, mine is more rational.
No, well, yeah. But also, like, rare, does not happen often, but it's toilet snakes. Is one of them.
Yeah, that's a rational fear.
That fucking scares me. But then there was another one I thought of today while I was working, and I thought, we need to talk about irrational fears, and now I don't remember what it was. It was literally the one that made me want to ask that. But toilet snakes is one of them. I see it. I literally check the toilet every single time.
I think I actually have a lot of irrational fears, as it turns out.
God, why am I breathing so goddamn
like
heavy?
Once I had helped this lady at my office, like I gave her a ride home because she got in a wreck. And so I like told her, like, do you need a ride home? She was an elderly lady. And I was like, I could take her if she tries to attack me. It's fine. And so cool. I drove her home. And then the next day, our receptionist calls and it's like, hey, Megan, there's someone like, can you come up front? Someone like asked for you. And I was like, okay. And I told Ryan, I was like, my first thought was like, oh, my God, there's an active shooter in our building. And they wanted her to call all of the realtors up front, and they're going to kill us all. Like, that's where my brain goes.
Hmm.
And Ryan was like, what the fuck? That old lady had brought me flowers as a thank you.
Well,
and here
nice.
I am being like,
someone's going to fucking kill me.
What does she want? And I like debated, like, do I get up there? Do I just run to the back and get in my car and leave? Like, and so like that's one of my biggest things. Like when I go to movie theaters, I like look for like, okay, where could I hide? How could I get out? But like I feel like that's a more rational fear nowadays.
I mean, yeah. Because
like,
of
yeah. I mean, the world.
Yeah. sad. Yeah.
I have a lot of them. And like obviously diseases.
Yeah.
Those are real.
Yeah. Very real.
And
I really wish I knew what it remembered what it was that made me even want to ask that. I just remembered that I was supposed to ask it. Because it was kind of silly. I remember it being like, what the fuck? Like, why did that come into my head?
At work?
Yeah.
Which work?
Gray.
Okay.
It's fine to leave that word in.
Is it middle-aged white women looking for Baylor gear?
Probably. Probably. Oh, man. But there was this one lady. This is not... it, but there was this one lady who was walking around with her fucking mask around her chin, and of course I only know it said what it said because it was matching her husband's. It was a Trump 2020 mask, and I was like,
how did I know
what? Like, I was like, oh, this makes sense.
Yeah.
And I was just like, god damn it, why are you so fucking stupid?
I got into a lively political debate.
I heard about this. Actually,
yeah, won't be going there anymore. I already didn't. I heard that guy was an asshole from the get-go, so I don't care.
Yeah,
did Ryan tell you about it?
Yeah.
And then I said, by the way, it's you. You're the reason people don't visit your business, in case you were confused.
He didn't actually tell me the whole, like,
oh, I'll
exchange.
Let you read it when we're done.
Yeah. Man, I wish I remembered what it was. I don't know.
Well,
I remember where I was when I thought it.
Do you have any other, though?
Irrational fears?
Yeah.
I mean, I have a giant one of death.
That's not irrational.
Yeah. I guess not. But it feels kind of silly.
Well, I mean, silly in the fact that, like, yeah, it's gonna happen. Scared or not.
Yeah.
You're gonna die.
Gonna fucking be dead.
But, I don't know that it's irrational. as it turns
Other
out.
Than that, though, I feel like most things don't. I mean, look at my house.
Oh, well, yeah.
Most things. I bought stuff yesterday to complete and make my doll arm and doll leg planters. So I bought
Why
some,
do you not want me to come over?
I bought some doll arms and legs.
That's what you needed to complete them because you
no,
just
I bought
had
those.
The idea.
No, I bought those. But then yesterday I went and bought the chain to hang them. And then little like things and little hooks to hang them from the ceiling. And then to put little air plants in. But I'm going to get fake air plants because I am bad at air plants. Hmm. I have one right now that I think is alive. I'm not sure. Hmm. I didn't name it, though. I named all my other plants. I named Silas. I named Bertha. I named Moonchild. And I named Littlefoot. Mm-hmm. But I didn't name this one because I just figured it would die.
You know what I do want to talk to you about?
Hey, little Bertha.
Is, I've been trying to convince Ryan into a dog.
Yes.
Because it's just lonely not having one.
Yeah.
And it's like quiet and like I'm bored and like he goes to work so early and I'm alone. And so like we live hood adjacent. And so I want that protection. And I told, first of all, I would like really tried to sell him on a Great Dane.
Yes.
And then he was like, we can't afford to feed a Great Dane.
Yeah.
Which I was like,
they also don't live very long.
Yeah. And so then I was telling my parents, like, I found this like breed called a like Borzoi.
Is that funny one?
Yeah, Ryan keeps calling it the Michael Phelps of dogs.
Yes. Yeah, I like that one. I think it's cute.
I did too. Recently there was one on Facebook that was like meet the dog with the unusually long nose, and I was like, that's a Borzoi, you fucks.
Borzoi.
And
what's,
then
what was the name of the evil person in Buzz Lightyear's world? There's a whole show about him.
Zorgon.
Is it?
I don't know.
It's something maybe with a Z.
It's something like that, yeah.
I feel like it mixes with Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
One time my brother hit me in the face with the Buzz Lightyear and bruised my eye. And then I hit him in the face with a train track.
Hmm.
A wooden one.
Great.
That was in Vegas.
You were basically JonBenet's brother.
Yep.
Glad you didn't kill
I
her.
Watched casting JonBenet.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't
that great.
Boring.
Yeah, I did not enjoy it.
But it was interesting to see like all of the people played from each perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I did like though was the the most hated woman in America.
Yeah,
that was very good. Have you watched that? You should watch it. It's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. They don't care.
Okay.
I also watched Host.
I didn't see that.
Which is on Shudder. I gave Ryan my Shudder account today, so you'll hate it.
Great.
But
thank you.
Is
The Exorcist on there?
Actually, no.
Good.
I tried to watch it. It's not on there.
Good.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, all of that stuff is on there. Now, there is the remakes of The Exorcist.
That's fine.
But not the original. Mm-hmm. But then there is Cursed Films.
Excuse me?
It's a documentary on films that are cursed.
Are any of those movies
The Exorcist
Shudder?
Is literally the first. No, but, well, I don't know. Poltergeist. No, I watched Poltergeist on Netflix. Poltergeist was on Netflix recently. And I will say, once I watched it again, The Little Girl's Bed and Poltergeist, I want it. And I've been trying to find a replica. So if anyone comes across a replica of this fucking twin size wicker ass bed, I want it. I will pay money. Oh, I bought 2 peacock chairs this weekend.
Ooh.
What are you texting him?
Don't download Shudder before I get a chance to look through it. Parental advisory here.
He's going to be like, Caitlin, what the fuck?
That's right. I'm not sorry.
I gave it to him, though, so he could watch the Cursed Films and documentary. And then also, he was talking about it. And then also.
Then you invite him to your home.
It's not going to let anything in.
Oh, Caitlin.
Is he calling you?
He's such an asshole.
What do you say?
I'm watching The Exorcist right now.
I love him.
I already know it's not on there, Steven.
Yeah, pretty sure it's not on there. Pretty sure. Anyways, The Host was good. It's a brand new movie based off of, like, kind of quarantine.
Okay.
Like, they're
great.
In quarantine. But it's over a Zoom call and stuff the whole time.
and it's actually very good. I watched it alone in my house at night.
Cool.
And then, like, so towards the end, well, I fell asleep to it the first time.
Great.
I don't know what's wrong with me. But then, so then I finished it the next night, and I was like, ooh, both nights I was alone. But there's a hallway scene, as there always is, you know, in a scary movie.
Right, correct.
And I have to get to, I was eating ice cream, and I had to go through a hallway to get back to my freezer to put my ice cream up.
At that point, you just finished the ice cream.
Yeah, it was like the
you
whole
just
pint.
Eat the rest of it.
I didn't want to eat it all. But I ran. What? 10 minutes? No. We got 20 more minutes worth of content.
10 seconds.
Anyways, I had to run. I was very scared. This was gold.
I don't like time limits. So wait, but really?
I don't know what my irrational fear is. So.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember.
So that's it.
I guess I'm not afraid of a lot of things.
Him. He's telling me he's using a Ouija board to talk to the dead. So.
That's funny.
All right.
I thought about getting a planchette tattoo.
Ooh. I think I want to get a little ghost tattoo.
Just
a little like... Like little, you know, a sheet ghost with big eyes and a sign that says, hiya.
You need to then see Johnny Vantona.
Okay.
He literally specializes in sheet ghost tattoos. Oh. He's one of my favorites. I'll send you his account.
Yeah.
I want to be tattooed by him so badly.
Yeah.
I love him.
Is that all we have today?
Is Vantona? I don't know how to say his last name. That's fine. Yeah, I don't know. I'm full of nothing.
Yeah.
We're just a fucking waste of time here.
Yeah.
Yeah, this podcast is mainly for us to talk. It sets aside.
We do better. Let's be honest. We do better when we have a guest. Yeah. We need to start actually scheduling people to come in.
Yeah, no one likes us enough to come.
That's true.
We tried Bluesville like 80 times. They're too good us. They've got fucking cafeteria trays.
Excuse you? Prison trays.
Prison.
Prison.
Pigeon.
Yep.
Pigeon.
Pigeon trays. Anyways, we'll work on being better, I guess.
I won't.
Well,
I got time for that.
That's true, you don't.
I don't have time for anything.
But that's it.
Well, yeah, okay.
So thanks to our patrons.
Yeah, we have some. There should be more of you. So if you're listening to this and you are not one of these lovely names that we call out right now, what are you doing with your life? Mm-hmm. You could be donating to us.
To this gold.
To make Let's Be Sinners shirts or something.
Yeah.
Let's sin together. Yeah.
All right. So Brian and Amanda.
Yeah, they're sweet.
Thank you.
We also have Shelby.
Yes.
I had lunch with her on Tuesday.
Brandon.
Nope, that was Thursday.
And Brandon.
Brandon. We love him. And then I saw his girlfriend yesterday. Then we also have Vanessa Sice.
And Madison.
Yeah, Madison. You know, sweet baby.
So that's it.
And then we also have Jeffrey.
That is it. I'm sorry, Jeffrey. We truly appreciate you.
I'm just kidding. He hates me. Well, that was evident from the phone call we had with him. LOL.
But yes. So if you want to send us your irrational fears or, you know,
or
just
if you
whatever,
remember what mine is.
Yeah. Send us an email.
You're in my brain.
What's your excuse podcast at gmail.com.
Yep, that's all one big word.
Mm-hmm.
You can also find us on Instagram at
What's Your Excuse Podcast.
That's right, with no spaces or nothing. One big word.
Yep, and you can find us on Facebook. That is
What's Your Excuse Podcast with spaces and an apostrophe because there.
We're not animals.
That's right.
You can listen to us on Spotify.
Mm-hmm. And Stitcher.
And Google Play.
And Apple Podcasts. Literally the main one.
But yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it.
And as always, we are in the lovely Rogue Media Studios.
network. They hate us, but they keep having us come back.
We love you. What are you talking about?
He said that with the biggest forced smile. Just kidding. He immediately went back to just.
Yeah. He was like, we love you, Animal Crossing. Yep, I knew. Yeah. All right. Well, goodbye.
Follow Sloppy Seconds Vintage. Like all my shit. Follow What's Your Excuse podcast. Follow Shop Dandy Aesthetic.
Yep.
Follow us all.
Yep.
Just love us. So someone can.
Is your nose okay?
Is it bleeding?
Oh. No. We started out on a weird foot this week with the snorting situation.
Okay, bye. You're good.
You want to look at my belly button?
What's your excuse?
It's in my brain.
This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.